Title: Glue Jungle Sub for Heavyweight Sub Impact in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's talk about that jungle and drum and bass sub that doesn't just exist, it anchors that entire record. The kind of low end that feels expensive on a big system, stays solid in mono, and doesn't fall apart when your break gets busy. In this lesson, you're building a Glue Jungle Sub chain in Ableton Live 12, mostly with stock devices. The goal is simple: consistent weight across notes, controlled sustain, stable pitch, and a sub that locks to the kick without getting messy. And the big idea is this: you're not making one perfect sub sound. You're building a two-layer system. Layer 1 is your clean fundamental. That's the true sub. Mono, stable, controlled. Layer 2 is your sub glue layer. That's harmonics and impact, blended in quietly, so the sub reads louder and closer without you wrecking the low end. Let's set up the session first. Fast but important, set your tempo somewhere in that jungle zone, 165 to 174, I'll pick 170. For keys, a live jungle sub's live comfortably around F to A's roots, roughly 43 to 55 Hz. You can go lower, but the lower you go, the harder it is to keep the mix stable and loud. Now meters, put spectrum on your master, or even better, on your sub bus once we make it. Set the block size to 4096, averaging to medium, and the range from minus 90 to 0 dB. And get used to checking mono. Throw a utility on the master, and occasionally set width to 0 just to confirm your low end doesn't vanish. If your sub changes dramatically in mono, you don't have a big sub, you have a phase problem. One more coaching note before we build anything: calibrate your monitoring. Pick a repeatable listening level, even if it's just conversation loud. If you tweak subs at random volumes, you'll usually push too many harmonics and not enough fundamental, because your ears lie to you at low and high playback levels. Cool. Now we build the clean sub. Create a new MIDI track and name it SUB. Clean. Load operator. Keep it simple. Oscillator A is a sine wave. Level at 0 dB and turn off oscillators B, C, and D. Now your amp envelope. This matters a lot more than people think in drum and bass, because the envelope is part of the groove. Set attack around 0 to 5 milliseconds. That tiny fade stops, clicks, decay, roughly 300 to 600 milliseconds depending on your pattern. For sustain, you have two valid approaches. If you want pure note length equals sustain, set sustain to minus infinity and let MIDI note lengths do the work. If you want a slightly more held body, set sustain around minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Release. 60 to 120 milliseconds. The release is a huge part of avoiding pops between notes, and it helps the sub feel like it's breathing with the rhythm instead of chopping. Now write a jungle style pattern, a rolling sequence with short notes and then occasional longer holds, especially at the end of bar 4 and bar 8 if you're looping 8 bars. Keep it classic. The long note at the phrase ending gives the listener that landing. If you want slides, you can do it with portamento and operator, but here's the advice. Keep the clean sub stable, and let your mid-bass or reese do the expressive movement. When the fundamental is stable, the whole track feels bigger and more confident. Next, lock the sub into the right frequency zone with EQ and mono control. On sub, clean, at EQ 8, high pass at about 20 to 25 Hz, 12 dB per octave. That's just removing subsonic rumble you can't hear, but your limiter definitely can. If your kick is super strong around 50 to 60 Hz, you can do a gentle dip there on the sub, but don't reach for carving as your first move. A lot of times the real fix is tuning the kick or shortening its tail. We'll come back to that. After EQ 8, add utility. Set width to 0% for mono. Turn on bass mono and set it to 120 Hz. That's a solid drum and bass standard. And set your gain so you've got headroom. Subs eat headroom fast. If you start too hot here, everything later becomes a rescue mission. Now we get to the core of the lesson. Glue dynamics. You want the sub to feel consistent even when the arrangement goes hectic. That means you're controlling note-to-note level, not crushing the life out of it. Option A is simple and effective. Stock compressor. Put compressor after utility. Start with ratio around 3 to 1 or 4 to 1. Attack. 15 to 30 milliseconds. This lets the front edge of the note through, so it still feels punchy. Release. 80 to 150 milliseconds. Smooth, tempo-friendly, knee. 3 to 6 dB for softer behavior. Then bring threshold down until you're seeding about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the louder notes. Listen for this. The sub should feel more locked and even, but not smaller. If it feels like it's shrinking, you're probably attacking too fast or compressing too much. Option B is glue compressor. If you want that cohesive, gluten feel, try attack at 10 milliseconds. release on auto, because it often works great on subs in a musical way. Ratio 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction most of the time. And remember the concept. You're stabilizing, not smashing. Now sidechain ducking from the kick. This is where the bounce comes from, and it's also how you keep the kick transient clean without turning your sub down globally. Add another compressor after your glue compression, and this one is for sidechain only. Turn on sidechain, and choose your kick as the input. If your kick pattern changes a lot, you can use a ghost kick. That means a muted kick track that exists purely to trigger the sidechain consistently. That's a pro move for techie drops and complex breaks. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack, 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Fast. Release, 80 to 140 milliseconds, and you'll tune this by feel. Bring threshold down until you're ducking around 2 to 6 dB depending on how dominant your kick is. Here's the teacher tip, set sidechain timing to the kick transient, not the grid. If your kick sample has a tiny bit of silence at the start, the compressor reacts late. Fix it by trimming the kick start or using a ghost sidechain click that's perfectly aligned. And another feel tip. Longer releases create that rolling pump that can lock with breaks. Shorter releases keep it tight for minimal or more techie DNB. There's no moral right. It's just what groove you're aiming at. Now we build the parallel layer, the sub glue. This is where the perceived weight and translation comes from, without ruining your fundamental. Select SUB, clean and group it. Command or Control G. Name the group SUB bus. Inside that group, create two chains. One is clean. One is glue. Parallel. Clean chain is basically what you already built. Your operator and your core control. Now focus on the glue chain. First device, saturator. Set the mode to analog clip for more edge, or soft sine if you want smoother harmonics. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Start at 3 dB. Turn soft clip on. And then pull the output down so the chain isn't better just because it's louder. You want to compare tone, not volume. Next, EQ 8, and this is crucial, you band limit this layer. This is how you keep the low end clean. High pass at about 60 to 80 Hz, and use a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. Low pass at about 200 to 350 Hz, 12 dB per octave. So the clean chain owns the true sub, and this glue chain owns the upper bass that reads on smaller speakers. Now add compressor or glue compressor on this glue chain. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. And here you can squash more. Aim for 3 to 8 dB gain reduction. This layer is allowed to be controlled and dense. Now blending. Pull the glue chain volume down until you barely notice it. Then bring it up until the sub feels closer, heavier, and more present. Most people are shocked by how quiet this layer should be. If you can clearly hear distortion as a separate thing, it's probably too loud, or your EQ band is too wide. Quick harmonic coaching, because this is where you can get intentional. If your root is around 45 to 55 Hz, the second harmonic is around 90 to 110. That gives warmth and body. The third harmonic is around 135 to 165. That gives more growl and edge. So if your break is already mid-heavy, maybe target the second harmonic for warmth. If the track needs bite, target more of that third harmonic zone. You can do that with saturation type and with the band pass range in the glue chain EQ. Now, final sub bus control, after the chains, on the SUB bus itself, after the chain section, at EQ 8, high pass again at 20 to 25 Hz. It's a safety cleanup, optionally, a tiny wide bell boost, maybe plus 0.5 to 1.5 dB around your root area, like 45 to 55 Hz, only if needed. Boosting sub is easy. Controlling it is the pro move. Then add a limiter as a safety, not for loudness. Set ceiling to minus 0.3 dB. You only want occasional peaks shaved, like 1 to 2 dB max. If it's doing more, fix earlier stages, levels, compression amounts, or the kick-sub relationship. Now let's make it heavyweight in the arrangement, because this is where the impact really comes from. In the intro or breakdown, automate the glue chain down 1 to 2 dB, or even nearly off. This makes the low end feel more restrained. You can also slightly reduce the clean chain level, or filter it subtly, but don't overdo it. Then in the drop, automate that glue chain up subtly. Also, try a tiny gap right before the drop. Shorten the sub note so there's a moment of absence, even a fraction. The return feels massive. A classic is an 8-note stop right before the kick plus sub hit. It creates instant tension and release. With breaks, especially dense amen sections, consider a touch more sidechain so the kick transient stays clear. And if your break has low end, I pass the brake more aggressively, like 120 to 180 Hz, so the sub owns that space. Don't ask two elements to share the same low-frequency real estate. They'll fight, and the listener experiences that as inconsistency. Now, common mistakes to avoid. First, stereo sub. Even a little widening down low can cause phase issues and weak translation. Keep it mono below about 120 Hz. Second, oversaturating the fundamental. If you distort the clean sub too much, you lose tightness and pitch clarity. Put most of the hair in the parallel glue chain. Third, too fast side chain release. That can create audible flutter, like the sub is wobbling in an ugly way. Match release to the groove and to your note lengths. Fourth, no headroom. If your master is constantly pinned, turn the sub down and rebuild balance. Sub isn't impressive if it collapses your mix. Fifth, kick and sub fighting. Decide who owns 40 to 60 Hz, kick tail or sub. If the kick has a long low tail, your sub will feel inconsistent no matter how glued your chain is. A really practical test is to temporarily shorten the kick tail in simpler or sampler, or edit the sample length, and suddenly the sub sits like magic. A lot of sub glue is actually kick housekeeping. Two more advanced coach moves that are worth your time.